The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 18 of Ms. and Mrs. And God, it feels good to have watched this episode. This was fun. So maybe not for everybody, because we did embrace our inner nerd on this, but this was fun.
This was indeed fun. So we learned something. So remember in the last episode, they had a big fight about the couch?
Mm-hmm.
This is the episode where the plastic got put on the couch.
Yeah, so we're a little out of sequence on the plastic.
But still, now we know the answer why the couch had plastic on it.
Which makes 100% sense why the couch had plastic on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I can't fault her reasons for wanting to put plastic on her couch. Like, that makes...
It made all the sense in the world.
Because, I mean, it's like, yeah, they have dogs. The last thing you want is dog hair on your butt when you get up. So I completely respect that.
So we've learned that they also swear a lot in front of Monroe, and that needs to stop.
Curse like sailors, I think, would be the apt term for what they do in front of Monroe. I mean, not that I blame them or fault them or anything like that. I know plenty of parents that curse in front of their kids, you know?
It just happens. You're not cursing at the kid. You're just cursing because that's who you are. It's just...
It's part of your language set. And once it's part of your language set, it gets really, really, really difficult to break it out of your language set. That's what people don't necessarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, I can respect and understand that because, like I said, know plenty of parents drop F-bombs in front of their kids. Not intentionally, it just...
Happens.
It happens, right?
So there was brought up the idea of a swear jar, but that's too easy. Miz would just throw in $100 and be a cool. So he came up with the burpee punishment, which they took to be... burping, not the actual exercise of burpee.
Yeah, like his mom and Marjo didn't quite know what it was. They were like, you burp?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, burpee. And they still didn't know. They were like, what? Like, what are you talking about? So they had to demonstrate the burpee, and Marjo starts complaining in French, where she's like, this is stupid. This takes too much time.
She can't move that fast.
Like, poor Marjo, they're making Marjo do burpees. And it's like, I don't think that's part of her skill set. Just
saying.
Call a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, now, in the Mizanin household, if you curse in front of Monroe, or really in general, because they're trying to break themselves out of the habit, I believe, in general, you will, in fact, have to do 10 burpees.
More on that later.
Yeah. Everybody hold on to that, because that's going to be a thing later on. So, you know, we have to do the other addiction in the Mizanin household, too.
You mean Maurice's photo addiction?
Yeah, so Miz buys Monroe this absolutely adorable, and I mean adorable, outfit. Like, it's so stinking cute. And so Maurice is like, oh, I have a dress that'll match that. You take the picture, and, you know, I'll go change. And he's like, okay, cool. And so that's what they do. You know, she goes and puts on her dress that matches Monroe, and then they start taking pictures outside the house, and Maurice is a little bit addicted to selfies and taking pictures of herself. I mean, I would be too if I looked like her. And so, yeah, basically, that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Miz, on the other hand, is not so great at the pictures and the selfies and the things. So he has a little bit harder time with it than Maurice does. And naturally, his pictures are not nearly as good.
Yeah, he can't take a proper photo how she would want it.
Yeah, how she wants it. Never mind, you know, how he wants it. It's how she wants it. So he's like, okay, all right. So we go through this whole ordeal of him trying to
take
these pictures. And he doesn't really succeed. And Maurice is like, oh, God damn it. And that's the theme throughout the entire episode, right? Is Mike trying to take pictures and Maurice just being like, God damn it.
By the way, you swore 10 burpees right now.
No.
Yeah, that's the rule, right?
That's their rule. That's not our rule. We don't do burpees in this house.
No burpees on this show.
We do not do burpees in this house. That is rude.
Anyway, continue.
So we take the pictures. We see the cute little dress. And then we go to SmackDown, where Woods and Miz are talking. Yay, Xavier Woods, by the way.
By the way, they blurred out his Golden Girl shirt.
I know! I know! Because I think they had to, because I think you have to pay royalties for B. Arthur's image.
Maybe?
I think you do.
Probably.
If you use her image in something, you have to pay. Because I think I remember hearing something about that from Deadpool.
Makes sense.
Where, like, you have to pay $10,000 or something to use her picture. Anyway, I'm not sure. But, so Woods and Miz are talking. And Woods is like, so you suck at Street Fighter. You're really not that good at it. And Miz is like, well, I have no time to practice. I'm always busy, right? I go home and, you know, it's like, here, I'm the hero. And I go home and I have to cut the grass and I have to do household stuff and this and that and the other. And Woods is like, yeah, we play the heroes. And then, you know, we got to go home and do the schlumpy stuff, right? Because that's what we do. That's the payback for living the life that we do is, you know, the wives take care of the house every other time, you know, for everything else. And then they come home and do the laundry and take out the trash and do the manly things because that's a fair trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I think so. Ladies, you're out there. Do you agree? It's a fair trade? Maybe? I know they can't, I know they can't answer me, but I have to ask the question. So basically, they agree Miz sucks at Street Fighter. That's the sum up of this is Miz sucks at Street Fighter.
Because if you watch past episodes of Up, Up, Down, Down, they've battled and Miz has lost every time and he's lost his actual physical titles and, you know, had to give them up to Woods.
Which is funny AF, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because he actually lost one of Maurice's, I think. Or did he?
No, only his.
Only his?
Mm-hmm.
He's being smart about it then.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if he lost the wifey's title, well, that would be a problem. So we go back home. Maurice is out working in the yard. Miz is joining her. She's kind of raking up leaves and he's got a sprayer. He tells a misogynistic joke about the Ghostbusters, the female Ghostbusters. And it's like, Miz! You're better than that. Again, it was a joke. He wasn't serious. Like, he didn't actually mean to tell it.
He was just saying how much of, you know, the movie did not go over as expected.
Yeah, basically.
That's what it was. It wasn't a female shot. It just, the remake wasn't as good.
Yeah, there you go. So, anyway, as they're out in the yard, they're joking around, they're having a good time. Miz brings up the fact that he has planned a surprise date for himself and Maurice for their day off.
But she hates surprises.
She hates surprises, and she's like, oh god, what have you done? Like, that's her exact reaction is not, oh my god, that's so sweet, thank you. It's, what did you do?
Can we go shopping? He's like, no, we're not going shopping.
Because he tells her, wear something comfortable because we're going to be outside. And she's like, well, I want to go shopping. And he's like, there's no shopping, but so I should dress for shopping. No, there's no shopping. There's no shopping involved in this. Wear something comfortable because you're going to be outside. That's the only hint he gives her. And then he starts calling her m'lady. And it's like, oh boy, I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going.
So you mentioned Maurice hates surprises, right?
Well, yes, I did.
Miz hates snakes.
Which is so funny because they're out in the garden, right? And they're joking around and, you know, Maurice finds a snake.
Mm-hmm.
A snake friend. And so Miz hates snakes and he runs away and it's probably a little, looks like it's a little like hognose snake. Honestly, that's what it looks like. It's not poisonous. It's completely fine. It's completely harmless. It's not going to do anybody any damage. But Miz is still like, oh my god, get it away from me. Like, he freaks out. Well, Maurice walks up to the snake, picks it up, starts cuddling it because she loves snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts taking selfies with the snake.
Like you do.
Like you do. And yeah, so Miz in the meantime is like freaking out. He's like, what the hell is wrong with you type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for reals, what is wrong with you? And she's like, oh, but I love snakes. They're so cute. And she's taking pictures with them and everything. And he's like, oh god. Oh god, what have I done? And so Miz goes to get a shovel to kill the snake. And Maurice won't let him.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, we're not killing the snake. And he's like, well, then you need to let it go. Because she's trying to take it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I don't want it in the house. And she's like, well, but, you know, I don't want to let it go out in the yard because somebody else is going to see it and try to kill it. And that's not what I want. So she brings this snake, which they named, what did she name it?
I can't remember the name.
It was an 80s reference. It was Ferry Bueller, I think is what they called it. I know it was like Bueller.
Bueller. That's all I remember, yeah.
But it was basically a Ferris Bueller reference is what it was. But yeah, so she brings Ferry Bueller into the house. They put the snake in a box. Miz is freaked out. And then we're getting ready to leave on the mystery date. And the snake is still in the box in the house. And so Maurice's whole plan is to take the snake down by the river and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Fair.
Like you do. Release it back in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a nice life out in the wild. And so Miz is like, okay, fine. Well, you know, we're not taking it in the car with us. Because he was insisting that they leave it at the house until they got back from the date. And Margot's like, one, you're not keeping the snake in the house with me here. Two, the dogs will get it. So maybe it's not such a good idea that you leave the snake in the house. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up taking the snake into the Uber with them, which the Uber driver's like, great. And I have to ask this very, very simple question. Was he wearing a hairpiece or was that his actual hair?
Who?
The Uber driver.
Oh, it's probably a hairpiece.
Like, it was a bad hairpiece, if that was a hairpiece. Like, that was pretty gnarly looking, I have to say. Like, I don't want to mock anybody's hair.
But that was awful.
That was pretty bad. That was, like, really, really bad. So, anyway, so we're driving, and we get to this nature preserve or wooded area. Maurice drops Ferry Bueller off. She says goodbye, releases him back into the wild.
But wait. Where's the snake?
He's not there. Ferry Bueller has disappeared, and they don't know where she is. And Maurice has the horrible realization that the snake has gotten out in the car because it was in the box when they left the house. It's not in the box when they get to the nature preserve, which means one thing. The snake got out.
Mm-hmm.
Miz freaks out because the snake's in the car, and he sees the snake in the car. And he's like, oh, God, oh, God. And, you know, so basically she has to end up fishing the snake out of the car because he won't do it and the driver won't do it. To which it's just, men, you're supposed to be big, tough badasses. And then a snake happens and y'all just lose your shit.
I mean, for some people, it's a thing.
It was a harmless little snake.
If you're afraid of something, you're afraid of something. You can't judge.
I can judge.
Mm-hmm.
Totally can judge, but, you know, I shouldn't is the better term.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Anyway, so we get back in the car. Miz is giving Maurice crap about the snake. She's returning the favor, and then she's trying to figure out where they're going. And he's talking in a weird accent and being all cocky and everything. And Maurice is like, oh, God, just stop. What have you done? And she's trying to figure out where they're going. And then we pull up to the largest Renaissance festival, I believe, in the state of Texas, if not the U.S., is what they said.
Something like that.
Where it's so fancy, it has pavers and permanent buildings. Yes, y'all, we're going to the Austin Renaissance Festival with the Miz and Maurice.
This was fun.
Well, it was fun for one person, possibly even two if you're the guy, but it wasn't so fun for Maurice. Like, I don't think she had that good of a time.
No, but they're all out there. They're doing all the Renaissance things. They're looking at things. She's taking photos because that's what she does. And then they're eating, and she's eating corn on the cob, and they took a picture, and it looked like she had a dick in her mouth, and she said dick, so he made her do burpees.
At the Renaissance Festival, and she's like, God damn it. And then the king of the festival shows up and is like, well, you guys aren't properly attired. And so he makes them get dressed up.
Which was Miz was all in for.
Miz was so excited. He was all about the cosplay. He's like, yeah, let's do it. Maurice is like, kill me now, but I love you. So, all right, we're going to do the thing. So they get all dressed up in their costumes. They're running around the fair in a carriage, being pulled around. They get introduced in front of the crowd. Yo, Miz is just having a grand old time. Maurice is literally just humoring him because she can.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you do. You just humor him. And yeah, she basically, he cuts a promo on the crowd, and then she just does something in French. And she's like, yeah, okay, all right, this works. So they're running around the festival. She's going shopping because they're like, oh, you know, we have clothes and jewelry and stuff. And she's like, oh, yay, shopping! And he's like, no! You can't go shopping! So she finds this necklace that she really likes. And he's like, no, we're not going shopping. You can't have it. And this kid is like, why can't she have it? It's just like, Maurice is like, yeah! She's like, thank you! Thank you! Miz, that's your life in 10 years. Just so you know, when Monroe's old enough and she's that age, that's going to be your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just get ready for it. because she's probably going to be her mother's daughter. So anyway, she loves seeing him be a dork. That's what this whole experience is about, because they do the jousting and they do the whole thing and they're having a good time and they're laughing and everything like that. And, you know, she's not particularly enjoying it, but she enjoys seeing him enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's having fun because he's having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of doing it for him. And we end up where at some point they're doing, I believe, axe throwing, and Miz swears really, really loudly a couple of times in front of children, no less.
That he did.
And Maurice is like, okay, you have to do the burpees.
20 of them.
20 of them, because he cursed twice. And he's like, I'm not doing that in front of all these people. Never mind that he made her do it in front of everybody. And so she's like, okay, all right, well, since we're here, I'm going to do a more creative method for the since you refuse to do the burpees. And that is she takes him to like a stocks kind of area where she gets to hurl tomatoes at him.
Which was very funny.
Which was hilarious. Because at one point she just jumps the barrier and she just starts smashing his face with tomatoes. He's like, I don't think you're supposed to be that close. And she's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. I'm having fun.
I'm the queen. Screw you.
Yeah. So we end the Ren Fair with them in their costumes, and Miz presents her with the dragon pendant. And she's like, yay, I got the pendant. So we go back out on the road after this, and Miz is there to do a photo shoot. Asuka's there taking her pictures, and he kind of brightens her up. And Mike and Maria Kanellis are there. And they start talking to Miz about, you know, the Ren Fair. And, you know, started asking him kind of, well, did Maurice enjoy it? And he's like, yeah, she had a blast. And Maria, like, pulls up the receipts with the pictures. And she's like, I don't think she did.
You don't think so? Maybe not. Are you sure? Did you look at the photos closely? Did you really, really examine it? Do you really think she did? And then he's like, I thought she did.
And apparently she didn't.
No. She was very excited for him, which made her enjoy it, but she wasn't really enjoying it for herself.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's when he realized, crap, I screwed up. I need to do something for her. And so the Kanellises teach Miz how to take a proper picture with a phone and essentially introduce him to portrait mode in iPhone, which if you have not used this, it is magic, just so everybody's aware. So he learns how to do that. And then he decides, well, we're going to do another date. We're going to go to lunch. You know, we're going to have a fun time. He tells her to get all dressed up, and she does. And, well, they're not driving. They go out in the backyard, and he's like, okay, go down the stairs and go up back behind the pole. And she's like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? And she looks off in the distance, and as she's looking off in the distance, here comes a helicopter. And he basically, you know, he has booked her a helicopter to take her over Austin to take her to luncheon. And he's taking pictures of her with the helicopter, and they're perfect, and she loves them. And they have this nice ride over the city where they get to see everything in the city. And she really liked that. And so, yeah, Miz steps up his game, makes it up to her for the Ren Fair by taking her to lunch in a helicopter. And, you know, he loves being married to Maurice, but she's expensive. And Maurice believes that the Ren Fair is the perfect place for the Miz. By the way, I forgot to mention this, because he can be the loudest, most obnoxious person in the room.
He can be the biggest dork in the world.
Like, he can just be absolutely himself. And she's just like, yep, he belongs there. That's exactly where he needs to go. So because he can do all the things.
So they're at this lunch day, and they're doing a wine tasting. And he breaks a glass.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Like you do. I mean, I don't know. It happens.
It just happens.
It happens. So, yeah. But that concludes this episode of Ms. and Mrs. So we're back on track in terms of just the lighthearted, happy-go-lucky episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being complete dorks.
Which is, no pun intended, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. So I think that does it for episode 18. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rock Radio Show. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, twitch.tv/WTLive. Follow, subscribe. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and support the channel, because I spent a lot of money. Support the channel. Use credit code ROCKETSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Yeah, and all the regular shows are resuming, or should have resumed by this point. Sorry again for the downtime for anybody that listens to the regular shows. There were technical issues that happened last week that, you know, just could not be avoided. So yeah, please use the creator code. Please support the channel. Rock would appreciate it. I would appreciate it. I know everybody would appreciate it. So please, please do the thing if you feel so inclined. If not, that's okay too. Thanks for listening though. And well, I'm Lindsay. He's Rock. You've been listening to Rack Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 19 of Ms. and Mrs. Till then, bye!